This is CES Tech Talk. I'm James Kotecki, bringing you one of the standout conversations recorded live at CES 2026 in the C-Space studio. These interviews feature some of the most compelling voices in media and marketing, exploring the trends shaping the future. You can find the full series on the CES YouTube channel, but we've selected this one just for you on the podcast feed. Thanks for listening. Hey, welcome back. This is the C-Space Studio. We're here at CES 2026. I am James Kotecki, here with Tubi's Chief Revenue Officer, Jeff Lucas. Jeff, welcome to the C-Space Studio.
Thank you for having me, James.
We spoke with your CEO last year, and now it's time to find out where the revenue meets the road, and we're really excited to have you here in the C-Space Studio. But I want to get your take on the message here at CES 2026. What brings Tubi back to CES?
All right, so the start off, I mean, we're very happy to be here. Thank you for having us.
Of course.
Thank you for having Anjali also. Well, thanks for her. I would say that we're here to deliver a message that free streaming, we think all entertainment streaming should be free. All right. And we follow up on what she has said before is that the monoculture is dead. And it really is. And we have 100 million MAUs. 100 million. This huge reach. Okay. And within that, we have a very hard to find audience. It's a very specific audience, which is adults, basically Gen Z, millennials, multicultural youth. Mm-hmm. Right. Some more adults 18 to 34, right in there. And that's really a sweet spot. And we find that basically they're very hard to find anywhere. Now, I've had different jobs searching for this group. And I've had it at MTV when I ran MTV, and I've had it when I ran Viacom. And they're very elusive and they keep moving, but we've found them, okay? And they're right in this section and you can't find them anywhere else. And I would say that if you think about it, 69% of them are cord cutters, cord nevers, mm-hmm. all right? And then we have 80% of them never have cable. They don't have cable at all. All right, so if we want to look at it this way, 90% can't be found in broadcast, 80% can't be found on cable, and 70% can't be found on other streamers. So multicultural youth, very hard to find. And the average income, medium income, is, I say medium instead of average, is 25% of the audience, because everyone will think, oh, it's all about free, it's all about youth,
right,
is over $150,000.
Okay.
Average income.
So you found like this magical honeypot.
We found it. Everyone come now.
And so what's the secret? I mean, reveal your secrets. Tell us how you were able to get an attractive.
I have the secrets and they're going to be revealed today with you.
Okay.
Right, nowhere else.
I'm ready for the exclusive here.
Okay. So the secret is it's all about basically the content that drives them here. It's all about talking about free. It's all about talking about we provide them with fandoms. We have 300,000. Now I say that, like, I want to scream that because people don't realize, like, it's the third day of CES.
Yeah.
You come out with, everyone's throwing numbers at everyone.
Yeah.
So 300,000 pieces of content.
Okay.
In those, we allow for anyone. So you and I, we probably have different tastes, different interests. 300,000 pieces of content. We can go into there, into the fandoms that we like. Do we like fantasy? Do we like sci-fi? Do we like horror? Do we like, you know, coming of age movies?
Yeah.
Things like that. Out of that 300,000, remember, they're all movies and series off Hollywood, okay? And then we have the creator, which we'll get to.
Yeah.
Okay, so we allow them to come on for free and go as deep as they want to go. Hence, why we have a rabbit as the mascot. And
okay. We have something special here.
If you want to show this,
symbolic. This is fantastic. I don't, here, you can have yours and I'll just hold this one up so we can both have it. I don't always get fun gifts in the C-Space Studio. Note to future guests that this is definitely the way to my heart. This is fantastic.
This is our, I guess, Tububu.
Tububu.
So Tububu, Labubu, a little off, but
okay.
Yes. So keep it
so you
compliant.
So this is to represent that with the content, you can go down the rabbit hole.
You go down the rabbit hole. You've probably seen that in a lot of our spots. So we can accommodate every type of fandom. And we think fandoms is the way to go because it goes back to breaking the monoculture. Why are we going to have someone dictate what you like, what I like, and only show that? So when you have 300,000 pieces of content on there, think of an average streamer, and everyone can do their own research out in the audience.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be about 15,000. So we're going deep, and the average view time is over 2 hours per session.
So let's take this step by step. I want to ask how you find these people to tell them about Tubi, but I also want to know how much of the content is original, how much of it is licensed from other places. What's the mix?
Okay, so we have a mix of license. I don't have the exact,
yeah,
can't reveal it. That's
okay.
Really what
some,
the audience.
Some secrets must stay secret.
There are people out there that are watching that would want to use this as a competitive
advantage.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay, but we have about 400 originals in there. And out of those originals, because we basically create them to go after these different fandoms that we see are popping up, and 15
you
of them.
You can use the data to then go and say, create a show about this.
Well, yeah, but 15 of them, these movies have been, in the top 10 programs on Luminate. So it's not that we're just making them and they're getting spread far and wide. They're also scoring high.
Yeah. Okay. And so then how, okay, so you have this fantastic content. You have a great little mascot. People can go down the rabbit hole. How are you going out and telling people about this, and what's the way to lure them in and get them excited?
Well, I think part of it, yes, we do a lot of promotion for it, but I think it's also something that has, because it's free, has spread far and wide and word of mouth.
Yeah.
I think we look at it from on the social platforms, it's talked about. If you want to go search Tubi on social platforms, they're all talking about all the different fandoms and content that they can find there. And so, but we do advertising, we do marketing like others. We're part of Fox.
Yep.
So we do, Fox is a fantastic, you know, parent company. And so they support us also.
So let's talk about AI.
AI, we love AI.
We have to talk about AI.
AI.
I want to know whatever resonates with you most. Is it behind the scenes? Is it in, you know, the stuff that the content is being generated through AI? Is it, tell me anything that you can about AI and how it's
Think about when you have 300, over 300,000 pieces of content.
Yes.
All right, how do you find them? How do they appear? So when we look at that, we look at personalization. And I think personalization is very key. And when you're doing that, you're tabulating all the different things through ML, and also which is part of AI, and then you're going into AI. But it's really, you want to show the user or slash viewer what they want to see and the different types of content that resonate with them. The other thing is, at the same time, because you don't want to be intrusive on ads, you know, we're all VOD, 95% VOD, so actually 96 now, VOD, and we want to make sure that we have a commercial load of, you know, 4 minutes per hour. So what we want to do is make sure, not just that it's about the personalization of the content, it's also about the ads. We want to make sure that they're served ads that are relevant, so then it's less obtrusive, or intrusive, I should say.
Right.
Into the
4 minutes per hour compared to what? It's like 22 minutes per hour for a traditional linear TV spot.
Well, actually, it would be about, you could go anywhere from 13 to 20 on a cable network. And so when you think about, the important thing about pointing out that we're 95%, 96 VOD, is that sometimes people confuse us with fast channels. All right, we're AVOD, we're ad-supported video on demand. Okay, and fast channels have a very different look to them. You know, they're layered on top of each other. Their commercial loads, they can be whatever they want, six or seven, but most of their content that's not, like, say, live news or something, most of their content is cut with 13-minute commercial breaks.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, and I bet you've experienced this, when you go on a fast channel, you go on and they could serve per hour, let's say 6 minutes or seven. The rest of that time is going to be, you know, dead space with a slate that says, hey, we'll be right back.
Right. Yeah.
Or, hey, there's only 5 minutes left till you see content again.
Right. Some of that's on this channel right now, actually, I think for our live channel. So this makes me think we should be selling more ads between the interviews that I do here in the C-Space studio.
I think you should also be doing it VOD and keep that experience tight.
We're going to have to talk more after this. I think this is a cauldron of ideas we have bubbling up
here. Okay, we can do it.
I do want to ask for, you know, your perspective on retail media and are there shoppable advertising experiences and how these things are converging in your world?
Okay. Retail media, I think commerce overall. You think about commerce, you think about retail media, you think retail media, you think about instant commerce and different things that you can do. Retail media networks, we work with them all the time because we have such a vast audience and a I'd say rich audience in terms of what they want to reach. They reach who they do on their own platforms and they need to extend that reach over. We can do that using their data. They use it how they want. Everything we do with data, I have to say, or I get my hands slapped, is totally compliant and it will always be. But we also have instant commerce. So when you're talking about commerce on the platform, where you can, we have things called pause ads, as everyone has pause ads. We have pause ads, we have animated pause ads, and we have pause ads you can put a QR code on. Yeah. And you can have instant commerce right there and purchase.
We will end it there at the bottom of the Tubi rabbit hole.
Tubi rabbit hole.
Rabbit. So thankful for this, Jeff, and thank you for your time. Jeff Lucas, Chief Revenue Officer of Tubi. really appreciate you being here with us.
Thank you very much. Studio. Really, thanks.
Thanks very much.
Thanks.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that conversation from CES 2026. I know I did. That's our show for now, but there's always more tech to talk about. So make sure you stay tuned for more insights, conversations, and content from CES 2026 and beyond. Please follow, subscribe, like, comment, whatever else you need to do to keep those algorithms happy. You can get even more CES at ces.tech. That's ces.tech. Our C-Space Studio episodes are produced by Nicole Vitovich, Julia Ruxer, and Paige Morris, and recorded by Phelps Creative House, and edited by Phelps Creative House, too. I'm James Kotecki, talking tech on CES Tech Talk.